the lie detectors. Just want to let you know that if you want to get a copy of the Wretched Ones cassette, you can write to Headache Records at 47 Myrtle Avenue, Midland Park, New Jersey, 07432, and tell me you would like a copy of the tape, or include a self-addressed stamped envelope, and they'll send you information on how to get a copy of the tape. Right now, we're going to go listen to a band I interviewed up in Connecticut a few weeks ago when they opened up for Fugazi. This band's from Jersey. Also, they're called Shades Apart. We're going to hear Heaven Falls, and then we'll be talking to the band here on WUSB Stony Brook. Shades Apart.
Why don't you guys introduce yourself?
Okay, I'm Mark, and I play guitar and lead vocals.
And I'm Kevin, play bass. And
my name's Ed, I play drums.
All right, you guys have been very quiet lately. Your record came out like last year, and I haven't heard anything about you since then. What's been going on?
I think what slowed us down is that we were, like the past year we spent, like, we were all away at different schools at college. So that kind of slowed us down. And as far as the record being distributed,
well, didn't do such a hot job, I guess. Apparently, that's what we found out. Well, tonight, for example, I mean, I've had like about 10 people ask me where they can get the record. You know, is it going to get distributed in Connecticut? And I'm like, well, it should have been distributed everywhere.
Yeah, like,
so I don't know. People having a real hard time finding the record.
Yeah, like, we sell a real lot of records when we play, and it doesn't seem like if the record was available in stores, it doesn't seem we'd be able to sell that many. You know, we go through a lot.
You guys have sort of a, you tell me if you're from Jersey, but you really don't have like a Jersey, New York sound. You have a very distinctive sound. Is that due to recording at, say, Inner Ear Studios, or have you like deliberately gone out of your way to forge this sound?
That has nothing to do with it, really. Where we recorded, that has nothing to do with where we came up with our sound, but.
I think it's just like each of us has our own influences, I think.
Yeah.
And how it all comes together is just pretty much, you know.
Yeah.
We just let it happen.
We've all, like, been playing for, like, you know, not together, but we've been playing, you know, music for, like, since we were young, and we all have all these different kinds of influences, you know, from, you know, every angle, and it just all blends together. I don't know, we got, like, some pretty common interests in what we like as far as sounds, and it just blends pretty good.
The record, your first record on Wishing Well Records,
your only record,
do you plan on doing another one with Wishing Well?
No.
Well, first of all, they probably don't plan on doing one with us, because
I think they folded the company.
Yeah, Wishing Well's folded.
Dissolved. So, I don't know.
Pat's starting up a new one, Powerhouse.
And, we don't need to plug them.
No, we don't have to plug them, but, like, as far as you were saying, if we're going to do another one, they haven't even shown any interest or anything.
Have you been looking for another label to put your record out, or do you plan on doing it yourself?
Well, I mean, put it, we're looking, but we're not, like, going out.
Not shopping, really.
I mean, if somebody came to us, that's what I mean by looking. But we haven't really had time to shop around.
So you're really putting school right now?
No, that's actually the opposite.
We just took the summer to start playing out a lot. We did a tour in the summer, and now this year, we're trying to play as much as we can. We've been playing almost every weekend somewhere.
Yeah,
going pretty well.
We're not in school right now. I graduated from Marquette, are taking the time off from school.
Yeah.
So that's like the total opposite. We're going to try to put
promote
all the time into playing. So
the next year is really going to be your year going out.
Yeah, hopefully the next few, maybe, you know, whatever happens. You got to play it by ear, I guess.
We do plan to do another recording, another record, whenever we can figure out a way of doing it.
We basically have, like, you know, enough material and stuff, enough ideas, that's for sure. But, I don't know, it's so weird. There's a lot of things going on, and we don't have, like, well, our main goal right now is just to play out and get a name, and then hopefully we can do another, like, demo-type recording to try to push it to other companies, you know?
I guess that's our next thing, to try to get a demo together, a new one.
But,
you guys enjoyed playing in front of the big crowd tonight.
Yeah, I like playing in front of a lot of people, but, I don't know.
People seem to annoy the others, it seems.
It's tough to play like that, you know?
But you won them over. I mean, the people really enjoy themselves.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad they
liked
it.
I love playing in front of a lot of people.
Yeah.
I also like playing.
I don't know, there's ways to go about it, too, you know? Like,
Some people are kind of ruin it for others, kind of.
That's almost in every scene. There's always one or two people.
Yeah. It's a shame, but I don't know.
No one got hurt.
I almost got hurt. That was the problem, you know. That's the only, like, I love when people having a good time, but, like, you know, I got popped in the face with the microphone, like, 3 times, and my guitar got smacked, like, 3 times and thrown away out of tune, and it's like, it's hard, you know, I mean, it's fun, like, at the same time, it's great, but, you know, it just gets a little annoying sometimes, because it seems like the same kids who are doing it, you know, they'll do that for almost any band anyway, so.
You wonder if they really, you know, if they really listen to it and enjoy it, you know.
It's great to get a good reaction like that, though. No doubt about that.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm definitely happy that they enjoy it. So.
Yeah.
You guys having a more positive outlook? Because I'm thinking back to your album, it seemed a little bit doom and gloom, some of the lyrics.
we get a lot of mixed reactions from the, you know, like any press, what little press we've gotten has been really mixed about the vocals, I mean the lyrics. And it's like some people like view it as totally positive, and you know, I guess maybe because of the Wishing Well like label, but
yeah,
it varies. Like as many people say that as, you know,
supposed to be positive only in like a real honest way, not so much optimistic. It's just realistic. You know, I'm gonna die.